Fabius Bile, Repairer of Ruin, by Josh Reynolds. Performed by Ian Brooker, Steve Conlin, Jonathan Keeble. Lupercalios burned. The monument, the great mausoleum fortress of the 16th Legion and its greatest redoubt, shuddered in its death throes, pierced by spears of light cast from on high. A fleet of the lost and the damned had come to Lupercalios to render its masters extinct. 100 ships or more, bearing infamous names, swirled about the demon world like flies drawn to a dying animal. Warships from every legion were in evidence, and they had come to claim the debt owed them by the Sons of Horus. The monument lashed out with its defensive arrays in spiteful defiance of fate. Ships died and fell burning through the atmosphere. The orbital bombardment neither ceased nor slackened, despite the casualties. Landing parties had been dispatched, and the smaller craft darted like minnows through the sea of stars and smoke which separated them from their target. Some died, caught by a lance of light, but many more reached the ground. Too many. The monument would fall, and the Sons of Horus would fall with it.
We're on a shit show!
Chief Apothecary Fabius of the 3rd Legion stepped through the smoke, bolt pistol snarling, the arms of his chirurgian backpack clicking and whirring. The targeting overlay in his helmet flickered and spun across the curve of his eye, choosing targets with mechanical precision. He fired without thought and without hesitation. For all that he had once fought alongside his opponents, they had been allies once, it was true. Now, they were obstacles, and they would be treated accordingly. Haruk didn't reply. He barely did. The World Eater wore no helmet, and his scarred, blood-spattered features were slack and uninterested, despite his exertions as he followed Fabius through the corridors of the monument, striking down any who got too close to the chief apothecary. Gore-stained fingers reached up to swipe a few errant droplets of blood from his pitted cheek. His eyes were mismatched, the result of a lack of proper materials, Fabius recalled. Still, as long as they both worked, Haruk hardly had room for complaint. Not that he would have, even if he'd been able. In gentler years, Haruk Contides had been preeminent amongst the apothecaries and psychosurgeons of the 12th Legion. He had helped oversee the implantation of the Butcher's Nails in his fellow World Eaters. Now, he was numbered amongst the consortium of the Primogenitor. As far as Fabius was concerned, it was a step up. He never bothered to ask what Haruk thought about it.
Keep up! Keep moving, you sluggards!
Fabius kicked one of the scrambling, flopping, malformed things, neither human nor mutant, which flowed around him like a river of abused flesh and altered muscle. They loped down the corridor towards the enemy. The receiver of his kick whined in protest, and he crushed its skull with a casual blow from one of the chirurgeon's arms. He paid no heed to its twitching carcass as he strode over it. They were chattel, nothing more. Slaves, thralls, and mad beasts, cut and crafted into more useful shapes. They had been born in his flesh vats to die at his command. Bolt shells of skin and bone fired into the ranks of his enemies.
No dawdling, my children. There's blood and bone aplenty for you, greedy guts. I crafted you to eat and eat you shall. Eat until your bellies burst, eh, Harrok?
Harrok's reply was lost in the caterwaul of alarms and the dull crump of not too distant explosions. Fabius peered ahead through the smoke towards his goal. The great adamantium doors, behind which warriors mustered in a cavernous vault, ready to sell their lives dearly in defense of the one whom they cherished most. Even now, after all that had come before, all the strife and failure which had brought each and every one of them to this point, from Ulanor to Terra to here, still the sons of Horus cherished their father. Still, they worshipped him, despite everything. Fabius's lip curled in amusement.
Fools, Harrok. That's all they've ever been. Seeing divinity in the froth of an alembic. Did you know I almost succeeded in replicating the genetic schemes that gave birth to their precious gene father? Aye, and mine as well, and yours. Lack of flesh materials, that was the problem. But not after today.
His flesh chattel reached the vault doors a moment later. They neither slowed nor hesitated as they struck the doors. Many died, crushed at the point of impact, but the rest pressed forward regardless. Hinges squealed, then burst one by one. The doors to the vault exploded inward, as if struck by a battering ram. His flesh chattel flowed through a moment later, a howling and shrieking tide. Bolters opened up, and monsters fell. Frag grenades clattered across the pale marble floor and exploded, ripping many of the unarmored invaders to shreds. The survivors pressed forward, slavering like maddened hounds, their raw, bruised flesh marked by captivity and abuse. They fell on the front ranks of the defenders, tearing at them. Chainswords and axes whirred and bit into mortified flesh, drenching the pale columns with blood and bile. The tide slackened and then ceased. The last of the beasts slumped, its body pockmarked by bolter fire. Smoke filled the vault as the surviving defenders began to reload. Fabius stepped into the vault, striding across the carpet of mangled flesh. He fired again and again, his shots puncturing the smoke, moving with a grace that was as much chemically derived as it was a result of his enhanced musculature. A cocktail of combat enhancers, emotional dampeners, and adrenaline boosters, all of his own concoction, prepared especially for this moment and delivered through the arcane construction of the chirurgeon, flooded his system, driving him beyond the already exceptional limits of his gene-altered physiology. What one man had made, another could improve. He had almost succeeded before, during the heresy, but circumstances had conspired against him. The pistol clicked dry. Fabius raised his arm and stepped aside, behind a column, already reloading. Bolt shells struck the column.
Harrok, if you please.
Fabius's voice was mild, and he felt neither fear nor excitement, only impatience. The brass and crimson figure blurred past him, and the air shivered as a chain axe growled and bit into battle-scarred ceramite. The World Eater cut down the last of the guards, and whirled as Fabius stepped into the open. The chain axe savaged the air for a moment, before its trembling wielder lowered it.
Well done, Harrok. For an apothecary, you make a fine butcher.
Fabius holstered his weapon and stepped past the World Eater.
Now come along. There's no time to dawdle. For all that their power is broken, the warriors of the 16th Legion still have some fight in them. And check that that damned Vox recorder is still functioning. I want to be sure that my observations are properly recorded for posterity.
Fabius strode over the bodies of the sons of Horus and his own mutilated servants. He paid no heed to the latter, even though some still lived, and mewled pleadingly at him as he and Haruk strode past. The mausoleum shuddered. Dust sifted down, pattering across the purple surface of his power armor as he strode towards his prize. Somewhere, far above, in orbit above the demon world, his warship, the Pulchritudinus, was hammering the fortress city flat alongside the rest of the fleet. He had taken the vessel for his own after the disaster of Scalathrax had claimed most, if not all, of the Third Legion's highest-ranking officers. It had fallen to him, then, to guide his brothers in war, to guide them to victory. And it was in the name of that victory that he had led them to Lupercalios. It was in the name of victory that he had come to crack open the tomb of the War Master and take what he desired. Fabius's armor's sensors swept the tomb, showing him the ever-shifting patina of the stasis field which held the body of Horus Lupercal. That body was broken and torn, but still mighty, even in death. It still held some seed of the potency it had once possessed when life had coursed through its veins. What might a man do with such a seed? Fabius intended to find out.
Oh, what have they made of you, father of my brothers?
He traced patterns in the stasis field with his fingers.
A work of incandescent artistry, rendered down into brute components. A thing of sublime clockwork made into base meat. Look at it, Haruk. Look and see how they waste him. It is a crime and a sin, this enshrinement of useful fodder. And for what?
Fabius looked at Haruk.
Tell me, am I weeping?
No.
Good. It would be a waste of fluid to do so. An excess of emotion is as much a weakness as a lack of it. Haruk, note that in the logs, and make it your guiding philosophy. The fire must burn at the correct temperature. If it grows too hot, it will consume all available oxygen and snuff itself. If it burns too low, it will die down. Either way, it ceases to be a fire. You see?
Fabius gestured elegantly.
Yes.
The trick, you see, is to find that correct temperature and then to maintain it indefinitely. Sentiment must be balanced by pragmatism, ruthlessness by mercy. You yourself are a living example of that, Haruk. I spared you, did I not? When I could have punished you for your transgressions, which were many and exceedingly varied.
Fabius turned and poked a finger into the scarred, seamed flesh between Haruk's mismatched eyes.
When you attacked me in my field laboratories on Gnosis, and then later on the ice floes of Tarngek, I could have put an end to your miserable life. But I stayed my hand, because we had once been colleagues, if not friends. And because it would be a crime to waste skills such as yours.
He smacked the stasis field with a fist, causing it to spark and shimmer.
Just as it would be a crime to waste this. Do you understand, Haruk?
Haruk blinked. He said nothing, though his eyes spoke volumes. There was a whole library of emotion locked in his reinforced skull, the pages of which were never to be revealed.
I saved you, Harrock. I saved you from the bolt shell, my bolt shell, in your brain. As well as the dreary song of those barbaric cortical implants you display with such ill-judged pride.
Fabius smiled.
I closed that particular music box, didn't I?
Yes. You did.
Yes. Even as I did for you, my friend. I shall make something better of this wreckage.
Fabius turned back to the stasis field.
What the gods have ruined, I shall repair.
His thin lips twisted into a bitter sneer.
Gods! The sheer hubris of that term! There are no gods.
He prodded the field.
That was what we were fighting for, Harrock. Your gene father understood that, as did mine, I think. We were liberators, freeing the galaxy from superstition and madness. Only Horus had to go and welcome it back in, didn't he? Making ill-considered pacts with multi-dimensional intelligences that feed on the gullible and the fearful alike. And now, look at us, Harrock. Look at what we have made of ourselves. Barbarians, beasts, and fools. Well, someone has to get us going in the right direction again.
Yes.
Physician, heal thyself and everyone else while you're at it. The responsibility falls to me. As the only sane man left in this benighted universe, I shall lift my light high and guide my fellows from out of the grim darkness.
He smiled.
It's the idealist in me, I think.
He hesitated and then glanced at Harrock.
Strike that from the notes. I'd rather not have such naivete preserved, I think.
He looked back at the remains of the War Master, and his smile faded. Old hurts, old disagreements rose to the fore as he met the sightless gaze of Horus Lupercal, and he closed his eyes. He had been so close, so often. He looked at Harrock. Once, the former apothecary had been just another obstacle. Placed in his path by enemies both mortal and otherwise. Now, the World Eater was a member of his consortium, alongside the others Fabius had culled from the squabbling legions, which even now battled far above him. He had sought out the pearls amongst the muck, and cultivated them, giving them a purpose beyond the petty ambitions of warlords and would-be tyrants. His purpose. Soon, others would follow. They would see that he was right, that his was the only way forward, and they would join him. The Great Crusade would continue, all failures and missteps forgotten. The galaxy would burn, and from its ashes would rise a new people, brought to apotheosis by his ministrations.
Yes! I shall bring them out of the darkness.
He stared at the dead thing in the stasis field.
Whether they like it or not.
Fabius clapped his hands together. He could hear the savage pounding of the orbital bombardment and the roar of bolters as his followers swept the monument clean of life. It sounded to him like music. Like the drums of war and celebration. Fabius Bile smiled.
I have much work to do.